Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program and Your Smile Matters on here on KTSA, 550 AM, this Sunday afternoon, 4 to 5, and on your FM dial at 107.1. And have no guests today, and I want to encourage you to call in if you have a dental problem or you want some oral health information and how it ties into systemic health and having a question of a dental nature and you want some clarification, you have a situation that you don't know, you need more information, give me a call. The number here is 210-599-5555. I'll be more than happy to take your call, spend some time developing a solution that you can help give you information, make a decision, a good informed decision. So don't hesitate to call. Number is 210-599-5555. Be happy to take your call and discuss and just talk about things of the oral health and oral health, systemic health. We have a podcast address, and that's staffeldds.podomatic.com. Have about 9 years archived. Interesting court play programs on there, interesting guests. Then a website, sanantoniodentist.net. No guests today, so the open phone lines, 210-599-5555 here at KTSA, 550 AM and 107.1 FM. And if you've been listening, you've met my new associate, Dr. Mark Joseph Williamson. He's such an exceptional person. He graduated from the University of Texas at Austin with a Bachelor of Science in Biochemistry with top grades like straight A's, and then the University of Texas at San Antonio, Master of Science in Biology, and then the University of Texas Health Science Center here, a Doctor of Dental Surgery at the dental school here with the top grade. Fourth in his class, and then he was a chief resident of advanced education and general dentistry resident. He is so skilled and so knowledgeable. He's just phenomenal. I feel so fortunate to have him on board, and patients just love him. He's got a great personality, but he's so smart. He has recognition achievement in oral pathology from the American Academy of Oral and Maxillofacial Pathology, the Excellence in Prosthodontics, that's rebuilding mouths and doing special fixed prosthodontics, we call it, like bridges and partials. And then he had recognition of teamwork, clinical excellence in leadership, and then he had another award. That was a Caris Dental Scholarship Endowment, and then he had another award, the John Cornyn Award for Excellence in Pathology, and then another award, Pharmacology Award, that awarded to the student with the highest grade in pharmacology, and the one with pathology that awarded to the student with the highest grade in general pathology. University of Texas at Austin, he was a College of Natural Sciences College Scholar. And then he had University of Honor. So the whole thing is he's very smart. He's very personable. He knows a dentistry from one end to the other, and he's such a great addition to our team. And so I want to encourage you, if you have a dental need, be sure and give us a call. Make an appointment, and we have very special attention to people with high fear and high anxiety. We have systems, all kinds of systems. We'll talk about that a little later. But right now, let me go to the phone line and let me talk to George. George, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Staffel. How are you?
Fine. How may I help you?
I'm considering, I have one tooth that had to be pulled due to some bone issues.
Okay.
And I'm considering an implant. But
yes, sir.
I'm not what's the average success with an implant, and could you tell me about how long they should last?
Yes, sir. Sure can. This is based on a lot of information that we have over the years. I started doing implants in 1978, so I've seen a lot of changes take place, and I'm still placing implants, and so I have a lot of it's been interesting watching the progression and the success of these implants, dental implants. So in answer to your question, first of all, do you have a tooth behind where the extraction was?
No.
So it's the end tooth we're talking about. So you,
yes.
That limits your choices down to a dental implant or a removable appliance. Those are your two choices. Well, three choices. Doing nothing. Then you could have a removable appliance that can be made very comfortably to give you chewing function again. And then the dental implant. Now, in answer to your question, how old are you?
I'm 65.
Okay, well, you're in a great age. And you should have, do you have any kind of autoimmune diseases or anything like that, or are you in good health? Is your bone in good health? How did you lose that tooth?
Let me start over. I'm type 2 diabetic, but that's pretty much about it.
Okay.
And my apparently the bone just under that tooth gave way.
Okay.
And so the tooth was loose, so it had to come out.
Okay. The first thing we'd want to know as far as the success of an implant or the longevity of an implant, when you have type 2 diabetes, that affects your immune system, and that can affect the longevity of an implant. For the most part, for a long time it was thought that a person with type 2 diabetes was not a good candidate for a dental implant. That's been modified, however, by the studies showing that if your diabetes is controlled, and by control that means you have an A1C measurement of about 5 or thereabouts, and you keep it about 5 and you don't let it go over those numbers, you have a good chance of having everything under control. And because you have a compromised immune system and something like that. And then the other thing is, what kind of, do you have other teeth? There's, how many teeth do you have missing and so on?
Just that one tooth.
Okay, well, that's good. And you go to the dentist regularly?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's good. Then they should be able to give you an evaluation as based on your past history that would be very accurate. So you're looking at success rate of dental implants is like 95%.
Oh, wow.
Somewhere between 90 to 95%, and their longevity is excellent if you take care of the dental implant, and particularly with a Waterpik, for instance, and that you don't have any other dental disease, gum disease going on in your mouth, because if you do, those germs that you have in other areas of your mouth will spread to the implant and take it out, cause bone loss. And so, but if you keep everything healthy, if you're going to the dentist on a regular basis and you're following their instructions and you're not eating a lot of carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates or sugars, and you're getting plenty of calcium reinforcement supplements, and you should have a good longevity for an implant, a dental implant. And it functions very well. I'm taking this is in the lower tooth or an upper tooth?
It's an upper tooth, not at the front, but fairly close, and that's the main reason I'm considering.
Okay. All right.
The implant.
Well, the other thing, we have a lot of good techniques in dentistry now of supplementing bone, putting bone grafts into a site where the tooth was extracted. So in answer to your question, if you're in good health and you don't have autoimmune disease, of any different kinds, and you're taking good care of your teeth, you can certainly count on many, many years of excellent service and function out of a dental implant. Does that answer your question?
It does. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. But the key thing is taking care of it after it's placed, that you take care of it, and a water pick is one of the most outstanding ways of doing that. And now, even beyond that, they have a water pick called a Sonic Fusion, and we'll talk about that later on in the program. And it's the world's first flossing toothbrush, so that it brushes and then sprays a water cleansing like floss. It's a remarkable design, and it's accepted by the American Dental Association. It's brand new, and it does a great job. So that's something that you would want to, if you choose the implant, you would want to take a close look at that Waterpik Sonic Fusion toothbrush. So you shouldn't have any worries about that, as long as you're in good health and your immune system is good. You don't have autoimmune concerns. Everything should work well. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling, George. Appreciate that. So give me a call and let me know if you have questions, that you want clarification or more information on dental procedures and dental procedures as they relate to general health, because there is a huge connection between general health and general health and systemic health, and oral health and general health and systemic health. There's tremendous connection there. And the fact that you lose a tooth, you want to figure out why it was that you lost the tooth. How was the development of the disease process that caused that bone to be destroyed and give out? Because there may be other factors like a thyroid issue or a parathyroid issue or calcium supplements and minerals like selenium, strontium, and boron, and magnesium and potassium, D3, K2. There are a lot of things like that that have an effect on bone health. So you want to know, a person that's 65, as you mentioned, you've got average age is 86, so you have many, many good years of chewing. And, you know, that brings up a subject that I wanted to talk about. Well, it occurred to me that we go to a restaurant, and when we have a great meal, a really wonderful food, and there's great ambiance in the restaurant so that you have a wonderful experience, there's a lot of great comfort to having a great meal, well-prepared food, good ambiance, not necessarily high-priced, but just a great experience. So then comes the realization that that meal is only going to be with you for a short time, and it's going to be changed to waste and excreted. And so the thing that can make a change there, or you want to think about also, is that having a great ability to chew properly, chew your food comfortably, adds to that experience of a great meal and the ambiance. But having a good chewing function and really adds to that experience. And we tend to overlook that fact. We tend to overlook the fact that that teeth don't get the priority that they should. We ask a lot of our teeth, and it's not until we start missing them that we realize, oh my goodness, I should have done better. I should have paid more attention to what the dentist or the hygienist was telling me. So I just want to leave that little message that gets you to thinking. Chewing and being able to chew and chew comfortably is as much a process of enjoying a great meal in a great surrounding of a restaurant as anything. So keep that in mind. Don't overlook your teeth. Don't overlook your dental instructions, your hygienist instructions. Now, one thing I want to point out real quickly here. I won't spend a lot of time on this, but I want to talk just briefly about coenzyme Q10. Coenzyme Q10 is a little-known coenzyme. Well, people know a lot of it. I shouldn't say it's a little-known. It gets a lot of attention. But the thing that it does, it enhances cellular energy in the brain and body functions. And that's a key thing. It's been studied. It's been around since 1905. And a lot of work was done in Austria. And I want to just point out that this a coenzyme is essential to produce energy from food. So it's something that everybody should be taking, and it's pretty inexpensive, too. That's the thing about coenzyme Q10. And it's the principal carrier of electrons in the oxidation of molecules that produce energy in the cell. The more of the coenzyme available in the cells, the more energy can be produced. So one of the things that people complain about a lot is chronic fatigue or tiredness. There are many causes of this, but it's one of the body's most powerful antioxidants. And if you are suffering from fatigue and chronic fatigue syndrome and things of that type, start off with a good brand of coenzyme Q10. It does so many things. I won't go into all of the chemical reactions, but it is, because it gets quite complicated what it does, but the key thing is it is helpful in possibly in Parkinson's, possibly in cognitive decline, a very positive aspect in energy, because each molecule of the coenzyme can produce three molecules of ATP, which is a major compound for storing energy in the body. And it also has to do with the mental function to patients with Parkinson's disease. And coenzyme Q10, as well as with curcumin, can do some interesting things. So I just want to point this out. It's a energy type of thing. If you don't get it as a supplement, you're going to have to eat pretty regularly meat, poultry, and fish. Plants don't have much of that because the Q10 is designed for energy. And animals, meat, poultry, and fish need a lot of energy. Plants don't, because they don't move around. But meat, animals, and chickens, and fish, and birds, they move around a lot, so they need a lot of this. Now, this was discovered in 1905 in yeast, and it's been studied tremendously. So, it's such a good supplement. It's very inexpensive, and you can also, vegetarians can develop a enzyme deficiency over time, but they can overcome that simply by a daily supplement tablet in the stabilized form of that. So, all living cells require energy to stay alive, and without energy, a cell dies, because energy production represents the essential prerequisite for every living cell. So, the energy is stored in the form of a chemical compound called adenosine triphosphate, abbreviated ATP. You've seen this quite a bit, possibly in reading different things. There's a lot of talk about ATP. And so, again, the whole point is get your coenzyme Q10. It's been around a long time. It's very inexpensive. It has a function as being an immune system enhancer. It can help with Parkinson's. It can help with cognitive decline. I'm not saying that it's a cure for it. I'm saying it can help with these things. So it's directly involved in cellular immune defense system. Tremendous, tremendous chemical. It can also protect the liver from alcohol damage, of all things. And it may retard cell death and tissue regeneration so that you live healthier and longer. So the bottom line is, be sure and get a good brand of coenzyme Q10 and see if that might not make a difference, in, especially if you're suffering from cellular deficiency or energy. Okay, let me go to Jerry. Jerry, how are you?
I'm just fine today. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. How may I help you?
I went to my general dentist, and she took x-rays, and she said there were, on each side, there were teeth that needed a root canal. I guess they already had a crown on them.
Okay.
So I went to the, I know what they're called, the specialist.
Endodontist?
Yes, the endodontist. So he did one, because the one on one side was hurting me already.
Okay, okay.
And the other one has, it still doesn't hurt, and I've had this done 6-8 months ago.
Okay.
And he did it, and he gave me antibiotics, and I finished the round of antibiotics, and it was still hurting.
Okay.
And he said, well, maybe it hasn't cleared up yet. So he gave me a different antibiotic, and I finished taking those, but I don't want to have the other one done because those antibiotics just were just horrible.
Oh, they are. They do a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. So do you have to take antibiotics after a root canal?
Well, let me explain the mechanism that you're looking at. First of all, any time that you take an antibiotic, any time at all, regardless of whether it's a dental or a medical problem, it's imperative that you take a very good probiotic. And
somebody would have told me that before.
a good probiotic is Endomune. You can buy it at HEB, pharmacies, anywhere. It is one of the best. And then you also, with that, want to take a prebiotic. Now, a prebiotic is food for the probiotic. And the reason for doing this is that when you take an antibiotic, it really changes the gut bacteria.
It destroys all the good bacteria.
That is correct. And then yeast takes over.
Along with the bad.
That's right. Yeast takes over and causes chaos in your whole system. And your immune system, about 70 to 80% of your immune system is made in the gut. So it's very important to have a healthy gut. So number one, anytime you take an antibiotic, you want to take like Endomune, you can take it a half hour before or a half hour after, and then you ought to be on it on a regular basis. You just need one a day. And then
Endomune. Okay, let me write that down.
And in the same time, Hoberman has come out with the prebiotic, which is the food for the bacteria in the probiotic. And you want to take one of those pills a day. And so that's going to keep your gut healthy. It's going to keep you from getting into irritable bowel syndrome, all kind of gut issues, and you want to do those two things every day. First thing when you get up in the morning, you want to take the probiotic and the prebiotic, and then if you take an antibiotic, you want to take a probiotic 30 minutes to an hour before the dose or 30 minutes to an hour after the dose. Now then, back to your original problem. That was a long explanation about the ideal. Now, when you take a root canal, the root canal has a, or a tooth, has a blood supply. Was this a front tooth or back tooth or what?
Both are both. Well, the one that's, they're both back.
Okay.
The one I haven't done is on the same side.
Okay.
That on.
Now, here's what you're looking at. A tooth has a nerve space in it and our blood vessels as well. There's a hollow tract inside the tooth. And it has nerves and blood vessels in there. So when that nerve dies, and it can die, or the blood supply dies, and that can happen for a number of different reasons, when that happens, their bacteria are going to set up, and there's some really bad bacteria that live in these infected teeth. And an antibiotic cannot help you any. It can only tackle a problem like swelling for a short term, but it is not a solution. It is not a solution. You have to have the nerve removed and the dead blood supply removed and resealed with the, and sterilized and resealed. So that is what an endodontist is very capable of doing this. Now, they have these, an endodontist has these CTC scans, which are wonderfully sophisticated X-ray units, much better than what we've had in the past, that can show an amazing amount of infection. So the CBCT scan is going to give the endodontist a lot more information about a root canal and whether or not it needs to be done or whether or not it does not need to be done. The fact that you're having pain is an indication typically that you have a infection building up. So back to your original question, does an antibiotic help? It only is, and we're being discouraged to give antibiotics for root canals because it causes so many other problems in the body.
Yeah, because I ended up going to the doctor and dealing, and he prescribed other things that I had to take to cause what the other stuff caused.
Yeah. What was your antibiotic?
Mm-hmm.
What was the antibiotic?
The first one I took was amoxicillin, which
right.
didn't bother me. But then he, clindamycin.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it was terrible.
Yeah, and the reason being, clindamycin causes a bacterial overgrowth called Clostridium difficile. And this is what's all over the hospitals. It sits on a counter for two weeks. And it can cause, it can result in death. It causes some pretty substantial diarrhea. Issues.
Yeah.
It's just really a problem. And so
the root canal that I have not had done yet because of the bad effect of the other one, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't hurt.
Well, that's because of the type of bacteria that are in there. If it's been diagnosed by an endodontist, like I was talking about with the CBCT scan, that shows pretty accurately what's going on in there. As well as looking at there. You may or may not have pain. You may or may not have pain with that tooth. It depends upon how active the bacteria are. And so that, the pain is not a criteria for that. But typically you do not need an antibiotic for that. Now, sometimes you'll have a bad outcome and they'll prescribe some steroid treatment for that, but you want to stay away from that if you possibly can. But usually, the typical endodontic treatment is going to be they're going to start the root canal and clean it all out, and then they're going to put a calcium hydroxide paste inside the root and leave it for a month. And that allows sterilization of the root canal to take place.
No, this guy didn't do any of that.
Well, that's what you want to, that's the ideal. That's what you want to ask for. And it's calcium hydroxide, and it'll sterilize the root. You leave it in there for a month before the final thing is done. And so you do not need antibiotics. It's pretty rarely, unless you're having some swelling with a root canal.
So, no, I didn't. So I need to probably see a different.
All right. So your thing that you want to keep in mind is the diagnosis. Now, here's the thing. A root canal or an infected tooth that mm-hmm. needs treatment can cause all kinds of reactions, autoimmune reactions. For instance, if you're suffering from rheumatoid arthritis, it can contribute to that. If you have inflammation in that area or infection, it can contribute to inflammation in the brain. It can contribute to cardiovascular issues. So having an infected tooth that's not treated, even though it's not giving you pain, can mm-hmm. be very, very detrimental. In fact, when we take and extract a failing root canal tooth and send it off for a DNA analysis, we'll find as many as 20 to 30 serious medical pathogens that are living in an infected root. So it's not something to take lightly for your overall health. And so getting it treated successfully is important. And no, you don't need antibiotics. They can be avoided most of the time. It's pretty rare that we're pretty well discouraged from using antibiotics because it creates such a problem to a person, just like you did with the clindamycin. That is really a tough drug to get over and can cause some serious problems.
Do you know endodontists that do the procedures like
Sure. There are a lot of them, and you can call our office. Our office number is 210-341-2569.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And we can give you some really good names. That's exactly what they do.
And okay. Because I swore off. I said, I can't go through that again.
No, you shouldn't. You should not.
Okay. That's all right. Thank you so much.
Listen, thank you for calling, and we can help you there.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay. So this is the kind of thing that we can help you with. Number here is 210-599-5555. We have a great deal of experience in a wide range of things. One of the things that we're very, very experienced at is getting you into the most comfortable dental treatment possible. We go to a great deal. We've been doing this a long time, and we have different systems depending on what you need. Everything from just a relaxation system, meditation type of system like the NuCom, which is just a phenomenal system. Not many people have it in town, but it is absolutely a phenomenal relaxing system for dental treatment. And there are no side effects from it. When you finish your treatment, you're back to normal, but it puts you into a very wonderful state of relaxation where your brain waves drop down to about 8 to 12 waves per second, whereas you come into the office, you're running about 30 to 35 waves per second. So that's a great way to experience a dental treatment. Then we have laughing gas. This is one of the oldest agents, still very safe, and combined with the NuCom, it's phenomenally effective. And then we have pharmaceuticals, and then for the really, really resistant, difficult patient, we have IV sedation available. So we can craft a system for you that you will be very comfortable with, very pleasantly surprised that you can have one of the greatest dental experiences available. And this is at the office of Drs. Staffel and Williamson. And our number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. And we're dedicated to one of the most comfortable dental experiences that is ever possible. Hardly anybody has a NuCom system. That's what's so interesting. But we have that. And then we're always dedicated to excellence, absolutely excellence, dedicated to excellence, dedicated to integrity. And you won't be disappointed, I tell you. That's Drs. Staffel and Williamson, and our number is 210-341-2569. We can help you with all kinds of dental problems. We're highly experienced, highly trained. We have a wide range of specialists that we work with as well, from oral surgeons, periodontists, endodontists, orthodontists, even oral pathologists. We have one oral pathologist where when we get stumped by a examination of a problem, the oral pathologist will come over to our office and look and help make a determination or a diagnosis. And that's the type of that's the type of treatment that you can expect at the office of Dr. Staffel and Williamson. 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. You will really, really enjoy what that's, what we can offer you and how your experience will be. And, give us a call. I'd be happy to visit with you. So, one of the things that we're going to be doing, is very interesting. We see a lot of people who are in assisted living situations, or they're getting ready to go into assisted living situations. And one of the things that we want to develop for people that, you know, we have Medicaid and the CHIP program, and these are two government programs that go to children. And they're very effective at helping children with dental decay, and the same way with the CHIP program. But we don't have anything for the senior citizens, and that is from a government standpoint. That is a government payment standpoint. So one of the things we've been thinking about, Dr. Williamson and I, is helping patients develop a treatment plan that is figuring out what they're going to be while they're still working. What can they do to have their mouths in tip-top shape, and how to maintain it, and then we can develop a plan over 5 or 10 years even before you go into these assisted living situations, because eventually it catches up with all of us. And one of the things that we see so much of is problems that develop, and of course it affects your general health, as we've talked about, tremendous problem. So we're going to be developing this, and I think it's going to be quite wonderful, quite helpful. And one of the things that we have, we've gotten really interested in this is because we have compounds now that we've not had before. For instance, there's a silver diamine fluoride, and this is a chemical that it's been around a long time, but they've made a little modification to the formula, and now it's in a very usable form. And we can take and apply this to a decay lesion and stop the decay from progressing any worse, getting any worse. And for instance, if you have need for getting dental fillings, but it's an inopportune time for one reason or another, or maybe for money, we can paint on the silver diamine fluoride. It's very inexpensive. We can stop the decay that's occurring and buy you 6 months to a year. If you apply it every 6 months, you can buy 6 months of time. And if you have it done every 6 months, you can continue to postpone treatment for 6 months or a year or longer. So this is just one of the new treatments that we have. I say new treatment. It's a material that's been around a long time. It's been used in Japan for a long time. It's been used in the United States for a long time. It's just a different molecule, a little different modification in the development of the system. So that's one thing. It's called silver diamine fluoride. It's a paint-on. It stops decay and can buy you some time, some good time. And it's inexpensive and is wonderful, just wonderful. Then we have another material that's new in the United States, or let me put it this way. It's been around for about 9 years here. It's been around for a long time in Germany, I think Germany and France. And it uses a licorice root extract that has the licorice flavor removed. And it's so simple. It's a candy design. And you take and use that for 10 days, twice a day. And then that will kill the bacteria called, and remove it from your mouth, the bacteria called strep mutans, Streptococcus mutans. And that strep mutans is what has been shown to cause decay. So you can remove the bacteria that causes decay just with these candy-like lozenges, and you would repeat that, and it's very inexpensive as well. You would repeat that every 3 months, every 4 months, every 6 months, depending upon how active your decay is. So that's two new things that can help prevent and buy some time to where you can get your mouth really, really fixed up in good shape before you go into assorted living, or not assorted, before you go into assisted living situations or into retirement. Just when you go into retirement, your cash flow is usually different, and we tend to put the teeth off as far as being a priority, and we pay a huge, huge price in that, especially when you go to eat and you have difficulty chewing, and as well as the infection and inflammation that's around teeth and gums. It's a quite serious problem as far as your general health. So then we have another material that is called Icon, and this material is put in between the teeth. There's a special process for putting this in between the teeth. And if the decay has not penetrated through the enamel, we can do this treatment and stop the decay and protect that tooth from having to have a filling put in it. It's quite remarkable. And it's something that's new. Again, it's been around a while, but most people don't know about it yet. But this is another preventative process, and helps buy you time, helps keep your teeth, helps keep your gums healthy, helps keep your teeth from deteriorating. So this is some of the new things that we have, and it's absolutely incredible what they're coming up with. And we'll get back to that in a minute, but let me talk to Mary, how are you?
Yes, sir. I'm doing fine today. Thank you.
How may I help you?
I had a question about fluoride.
Yes.
And I have hypothyroidism, and I've read a lot of different articles that fluoride is detrimental for thyroid problems. And I just wanted to get some real information about it.
Well, what I would do for that, because this is a big article. That's getting into medicine. And first of all, you might Google that up and assimilate the information from that. Now tell me again what your problem is.
Okay. Well, it's just more of a prevention issue. I've was diagnosed about 30 years ago, at least, with hypothyroidism.
All right.
And I'm in my mid-60s.
So what did you do for your treatment?
I'm taking mostly the level thyroxine.
Okay.
Synthroid.
And does that have iodine in it?
You know what? I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'll write that down and check.
All right. It's very important because iodine is one of the most incredible elements. It's in every cell in your body, but it's really concentrated in the thyroid.
Yes.
And you have to have iodine for normal cellular function, for the like the mitochondria, which are like the spark plugs in the body.
Yes.
Now, there's a person by the name of, I think his name is Brownstein, and you can go online and look that up.
I have read a lot of his.
All right. Now, he has more information on that, and he has more, I think, accurate information than anything. I think he's over in North Carolina somewhere.
Yes.
And he has tied it a lot to female hormone issues and thyroid issues. And so he is the person that I would use as your go-to person with this. And I would make sure that you have adequate iodine, because in 1968, about an article came out on iodine that was very misleading and steered a lot of physicians away from iodine supplementation. And yet we have the Japanese, that their average iodine intake is 25 milligrams of iodine a day, and goes up to as much as 50, whereas the RDA, the recommended daily allowance in the U.S., is 150 micrograms, so it's just almost infinitesimal as being the standard supplemental rate. So the Japanese have far fewer problems of cancer, of a lot of other diseases, and it has been traced pretty much to the good consumption, the heavy consumption of iodine in their diet, which comes from their seaweed and their seafood and things of that type. So I would go to, I would go to Dr. Brownstein and get his books or his email and so on. He's going to be able to give you more information on that than anybody. So that is what I would, but again, you want to be sure that you're taking adequate iodine, and you can check with your physician, because he's going to be the person that is going to direct you pro or con. And it's terribly important, because this has to do with your bone physiology.
Yes.
And osteoporosis. And it's so interconnected, because the hypothyroid is terribly important. Your thyroid and your parathyroid are in ideal flux. The thyroid building bone, the parathyroid removing bone puts calcium in your bone, I mean, in your blood, then puts it back into your skeleton. If that gets out of balance, then you have problems, and iodine is a key factor in the thyroid factor, especially in the bone-building thing. So that's my direction for you.
Okay, okay.
Probably doesn't answer your question, but...
it leads in a good direction.
Yes,
and,
yes.
I do want to thank you. I was listening to your show before for
uh-huh.
many years,
uh-huh.
but also when Dr. Frank Mueller was on there, and he is my physician now because of your
that's
program.
That's great. He is so good.
So, you know, I am in good hands there. And
well, he can guide you. Yeah, he can guide you so well, and you're lucky to have that because his practice is closed. His other two associates are open, but... he has really gotten knowledgeable, and he can help you so much with that whole factor. All right?
Yes. Okay. Well,
thank you very, very much, Mary. Thank you for calling and reporting. Okay. Interesting question, because there's so much to these things, both the callers, about the root canal treatment, trying to get information, factual information on that, and then of course the hypothyroid and bone building. It's very interesting. Well, now we think we have this sonic fusion made by Waterpik, and you can get this probably any place at the Target or Costco or so on. Maybe even HEB, I don't know. But the home care, one of the things that we have starting in 1962, it started with the Waterpik. And since then, it's just gone on and keeps on developing and keeps on developing until 2018. We really have some great things to use for home care. And... taking a lot of the detailed work out of it. And so it's common for people to talk about the water flosser as a game changer. And we want you to get happy about oral hygiene. And that's probably one of the things that I don't know what it is, but it seems like people don't want to take it seriously about taking care of their teeth and gums. And I don't know if it has to do with the parental instructions that we grew up with, brush your teeth. And, of course, when you're little kids, you didn't want to do it. But your parents persisted, especially your mother, and you develop a negative feeling, and you're not very happy about oral hygiene. And we see it a lot, it seems like, with people. And we'll present to them their infection issues, their inflammation issues of their gum, where they're missing. And yet, for some reason, it's not taken very seriously after we give the dental information and the reason for doing these things. So, you know, you want to change your attitude and get happy about oral hygiene and the fact that you have teeth to take care of. And like I was describing, when you're having a wonderful meal with great ambience, a great place, if the teeth are hurting and you can't chew properly, it's going to detract from your meal. But then the real thing that we're going to be spending a lot of time covering is getting you ready when you go into retirement times and what you need to do to keep everything healthy and happy. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your calls. We'll be back next Sunday. Appreciate it so very much for your listening. And have a great week. Have a great holiday coming up. And thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it so much. This is Dr. Staffel. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.